Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Bulls fans, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos Bulls Coverage Show. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I'm here with my co-host, Trey Hill. The Bulls are still playing a game. I don't know if I would call it basketball. They're still playing a game right now against the Golden State Warriors. Last I checked, they were down 40 points. That's two games in a row, Trey. How are you feeling about that?
A little bit better than you. I was waiting on the every show you start out, you go, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we didn't get that today. I feel like this game was worse than the Nets game for me, because at least against the Nets, the Bulls hung in there for quite a while, and the Nets just kind of ran away with it. And when you have, you know, your team's best defenders not playing, that'll happen when you're going against a team as talented as that Nets team is. But the Warriors were without Draymond Green. They were without Klay Thompson, which I know he just came back, but he's still a threat. So, to me, I really expected the Bulls to have a bit of a bounce-back game. Mm. And just flat, completely flat on their faces.
Yeah, it's just no effort. I mean, you can talk about it all day, and you look at organizations like the Kings or the Lakers, you know, and it is, you know, you hear that all the time. It's like, you know, the effort's not there. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's up to the players to put that effort in. And it's just very frustrating for me. You know, the fact that it's two nationally televised games in a row, you know, the fact that we have to sit through it and listen to Jeff Van Gundy and freaking Mark Jackson talk their asinine things because they have nothing else to say.
I did not make that mistake. I had the broadcast on mute. And so I think that also probably helped me, because I'm really disappointed in how the Bulls played, and the effort, you know, it did seem a little lacking at times, but to me, it didn't seem so much as a huge lack of effort so much. It was just the Warriors were knocking down their open shots. I mean, you had All-Star Wiggins going 3 of 5 from 3-point land. You know, Jordan Poole went 5 of 9. Kuminga, 2 of 3. He had like 12 points in the first half. And the Bulls, they did not shoot the ball well. 29% from three. A lot of long rebounds that were not going their way. And the Warriors, I mean, I think they have, what, the second best defense by net rating in the league.
Yeah, that's true. Draymond, and you know, no Klay Thompson. I mean, Klay's not necessarily the best defender now with after the injuries, but you just had the feeling that, you know, it's just really disappointing, because these are two games, and of course, you know, I had the New Year's resolution where I wanted the Bulls to win this game, and you know, I think too much is made out of statement games in the end. But this was a chance to make a statement game for the Bulls, right? It was a chance to just come out and beat a team in the Warriors that a lot of people are high on. You know, a lot of the Warriors fans that watch this game don't get a chance to watch Bulls games a lot, I'm sure. So it's a chance to, you know, get in front of some new eyes and show them what the Bulls are about. And that's not – what we saw tonight was not Bulls basketball. It's not the Bulls brand of basketball. I don't know what I'd have to go back and watch it, and I really don't want to force myself to do that, but I just might, just to see exactly, you know, what we're doing wrong. Because that's
how much do you think Zach going out early affected them? He played 4 minutes, left with, you know, he landed awkwardly on his knee. Woj says they're going to do an MRI, but it's more precautionary than anything. He walked off on his own power. So, but he did only play 4 minutes, and I don't know how much that might have affected the game plan going in.
You know, I mean, I think that's a real bummer that Zach went down. I'll read the Wojnarowski tweet word for word here. Chicago Bulls guard Zach LaVine will get an MRI on his left knee Saturday, but there's initial confidence that he hasn't suffered a serious injury, sources tell ESPN. It was described as discomfort and erring on the side of caution tomorrow with MRI. So, you know, it sounds like it's not that serious. Yeah, I watched the replay. I watched it, you know, happen live. It didn't really seem like it was a huge injury. Obviously, he walked off under his own power. He just kind of tweaked his knee somehow when he landed. So, you know, I'm hopeful that it's just like, you know, like I said, a tweak, and it's just, you know, it's in that surgically repaired knee. Unfortunately, it's the one that, you know, he had the ACL repaired in. So maybe it's just something that's bothering him, and it's not going to be something serious. I'm very hopeful about that. So I don't think it's going to be something that's going to sideline him for weeks. You know, he might miss the game tomorrow in Boston. I wouldn't be surprised if he sits in that game. But for this game, it's a 40-point blowout, and I can't put the entire onus on the fact that, you know, Zach LaVine went down. I mean, I'm sure that deflated the team. It took some of the wind out of their sails and all that good stuff. But, you know, it was a failure on every level. So go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you've got Troy Brown Jr. playing 22 minutes, getting 0 points. You've got Io playing 28 minutes, getting 0 points. These are just, they're zeros you can't have. You know, Tony Bradley, he had 0 points in his 12 minutes. Having Caruso out, I know Patrick, you know, having Patrick Williams out, having Javonte Green out, I feel like these sorts of things are just kind of, they're starting to pile up. And other than Lonzo Ball, I would say Caruso, Patrick Williams. Would you say Javonte Green is probably our fourth best perimeter defender?
Yeah, I mean, I think our point of attack defense has been absolutely atrocious since we haven't had Caruso, Patrick Williams, and Javonte Green, and a little bit of Derek Jones Jr. But Derek Jones Jr., I mean,
I knew there was someone I was forgetting. Yeah. And his, like you were, I know you were getting ready to say his defense isn't spectacular, but right. we really noticed his absence against Kevin Durant and the Nets.
Yeah.
Tonight. He would have been a good guy to throw at Andrew Wiggins whenever, right. You know, he was knocking
down. And Wiggins
down
did go off. Yeah, shot. Wiggins, let's see what he ended up with. I mean, I'm sure he's not playing anymore. There's still 5 minutes left in the game right now.
Yeah, he had 21 points on 11 shots.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. 8 of 1 shooting.
To me, what this really screams at is our point of attack defense. I think it's just wearing down. I think the Bulls they won those 9 straight games. They've been playing without people for a long time. You know, they were one of the first teams to deal with the COVID issues, and they played admirably through it, but that had to take a toll on guys. And I think the toll is just kind of coming due. So when you have that combined with this bad of shooting and you're going against a team, the Warriors also just got blown out. So it's not like the Warriors weren't coming in fired up and ready to play also. So it was just a recipe for an atrocious basketball game.
Listeners, real quick, please take a moment to follow @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter, the single most dominant fantasy and basketball and fantasy news feed on earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's @EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go follow it now. And yeah, I mean, you know, not to get too much into the mental health things, but you know, I do tend to have high highs and low lows. I wouldn't say I'm not diagnosed with anything, but it's just a matter of fact with me. And so, you know, tomorrow it'll all be better. Tonight it really stings. I'm not feeling great about it. It really disappoints me. I want to just tear into this team, but I know, you know, in my heart of hearts, it is a good basketball team. We are just one or two pieces away from really being a serious contender. So, you know, relax. I mean, I'm not saying blow up the team or anything like that. It's not like I'm thinking that the Bulls are a bad basketball team. I just think this was just a really piss poor effort. And as somebody that's just very competitive, and, you know, I wouldn't say I played at a highly competitive level, but I played, you know, when I played, I was gave, you know, 110%. That's how, just how I was. And so it just really frustrates me to see it. And I know you said it wasn't necessarily an effort thing. Maybe watching on mute gives you a different perspective. There's always an interesting thing with that, where like you watch on mute or you watch with different announcers, you get different perspectives, and sometimes you have a different view of the game. But from what I saw, you know, you got a lot of loose balls, you got a lot of rebounds. Again, and the rebounding, again, is something that's just killing us. And the Bulls just aren't getting in position. They're not even making the effort to get into position, is what I want to say. So they're not even, you know, and I know you don't put a body in somebody in the NBA too often, especially when you're, you know, over 6'7", 6'8". There's no point. You just get your arms up, and it's a better thing than just boxing out. But
the numbers back it up too. Yeah. I'm looking at him. Vucevic had 14 rebounds. You know, he did his job on the rebounding, but no one else did. The Bulls had 30 rebounds, mm-hmm. again, of which 14 were Vucevic. And the Warriors are sitting at 45. So they literally have 33% more rebounds than the Bulls do.
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah, and that's just so unfortunate. Vooch has been kind of down in that rebound. He only had, I think, 6 and 7 in the last two games, if I remember correctly. So it's good to see him doing it. I do want to see that out of him. I'm glad that he did that. He probably hit his double-double tonight, which I wanted for him.
Yeah, 19. He went 19, 14, and 5 on 9 of
13 shooting.
He actually
had a decent game
shooting.
For once. I mean, yeah, missed it by just being terrible.
Right. He played well. The Bulls turned the ball over a lot. One of the times I didn't have it muted, they mentioned that the Bulls only had 10 turnovers at the time, but it sure did seem like they had more. So it quickly went back on mute whenever I heard that. Because, again, like you said, if you listen to it with different announcers or with no announcing, I think it does kind of skew how you view things. And to me, it seemed like the Bull, they did a really good job of paying attention to Steph. They did a decent to pretty good job, I thought, on their rotations for the most part. But a few of them were a step late, a step behind. And like you said, Wiggins was able to go off because he was getting wide open looks. Same for Poole. Like,
yeah.
And I do think that gets cleaned up once the Bulls have, you know, their more talented defenders back in the lineup. But in the preseason, one of the things I harped on was it's a lot easier to play defense when you're making baskets. Mm-hmm. The Bulls weren't making baskets tonight. Mm-hmm. And they were not – not having good defenders and not setting them up and putting them in positions to succeed, you can't do that against a team with Steph Curry.
Yeah, against the Warriors team, you really can't have shots that are bad and you get, you know, get the Warriors going in transition and getting threes and getting to the line. And it was just all bad. And I didn't see a lot of good things. There's not a lot we can harp on here. There's not a lot of takeaways, I think.
The Otto Porter revenge game. He had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 steals.
5 steals, yeah. And that's, you know, I saved this tweet, actually, to read here with you, Trey, since I know we had a BSP. We had a Bold Statements, Not So Bold Predictions show where we had a little bit of a bet between us where Otto Porter was going to play.
I had him under 35 games.
35 games. And he's been playing well, man. And you know, obviously, we both like to see it. You want to see him play well also. But basically, you know, the tweet was, you know, I guess I didn't save it, but this is the Otto Porter that the Bulls wanted to, you know, have when they signed him. This is the guy that they were expecting. Like, he's back to his full form now. And it's good to see, man. He's a really nice get for them. I think he's making like a $1.5 million a year or something. Like, he's making absurdly small amount of money. So that's a really nice piece for them. And they have Jonathan Kuminga too. It's a deep squad, man. Especially when Clay and Draymond are healthy. They've just got a lot of pieces. It's a good basketball team. I think they're going to do very well in the postseason. I don't see them as a, you know, championship favorite or even somebody that I would consider a championship team. I think they're pretty much on the same tier as the Bulls, honestly. So I think it's a good matchup for the Bulls. But unfortunately, both times you played them, we just haven't played well.
Yeah, I think I have them a tier ahead of you. I've got them right there. I've got the Warriors, Bucks, and Nets as my favorites for the title. And then I think the rest of the teams are below that. This was Kuminga's best game as a pro so far. 23 points, 10 of 12 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3. Before he got drafted, I had the Bold take of I think he was 5th on my draft board. He was really high. I think he's going to end up being a small ball center. I think he's going. I even made the Draymond comparison before the draft, so it was awesome to see him get drafted there. I love what the Warriors have kind of built there. I worry that Kuminga's not going to be a good enough playmaker, and he's going to get stuck in that Lenny role. But that's Warriors talk. We're here for the Bulls. And the Bulls, yeah. Io, I think it's disappointing to see him not scoring the basket, but I feel like teams are giving him a lot more respect on the defensive end. He's, you know, early in the season, he was a second round pick. He was getting wide open looks. Got, you know, teams weren't worried about closing out on him. And now you see teams close out hard when he gets the ball. And he had a couple times tonight where I noticed he put the ball on the floor, you know, got past his guy and, you know, put up a little floater. They just didn't fall. It's a good look. It's a good shot for him. But, he's a second round pick. He's going to have games like this. And I think he was probably the biggest disappointment for me tonight on the offensive end.
And we've pumped the guy up, so let's not leave Lonzo Ball out of this crap party here. 5 turnovers from your point guard, that's not ideal. 5 turnovers and 3 assists, that's a terrible assist-to-turnovers ratio, obviously. Shot the ball decently, 4 for 10 from deep. He was pretty hot in that first quarter, kind of kept us in it a little bit. So I'm not going to lay a ton of blame at his feet, but we got to take care of the basketball, man. The turnovers were just through the roof, and these numbers would be even worse if it was a closer game. But since the Bulls sat all their guys, basically they play tomorrow night against the Boston Celtics, they look a little bit better. Like you said, Zach LaVine got injured, tweaked his knee. There's going to be some fantasy implications there. So, hey, guys, while we're talking about it, we do have a brand new daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos, Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ethos over at thrivefantasy.com. One of the good things about tonight's game, since it was a blowout, is that my Thrive Fantasy lineups had DeMar DeRozan have under 24.5 points, I think it was. So, hey, I'm going to hit that because he's not going to play the rest of the game. So, we got that going for us. But Zach's going to be out. So I don't think he's going to play this next game in Boston. I don't see him. He's probably going to stay in Chicago, get that MRI done. They're going to check him out, make sure he's good, make sure he's feeling well. So I think the chances of him playing in the next game are like 10%, not even 5%. So looking at the, lineup, I think, Kobe White's probably going to step up for the Bulls, I would think. That's going to be the guy that's going to step into the starting lineup in that shooting guard role next to Lonzo Ball and next to DeMar DeRozan. And he's going to be the third scorer. So how do you feel about that going up against the Boston Celtics tomorrow night?
I'm confident in Kobe. I think he played a pretty good game tonight. He only went 2 of 9 from 3. Obviously, we'd like that to be a little bit higher, but still managed to get 20 points. I think he plays really well, especially when it's not him, LaVine, and DeRozan all out there. I think sometimes when all three of them are out there, he's kind of the forgotten man, which rightfully so. But, Kobe's best whenever he's attacking. And I think in that lineup, if Zach's out, Kobe's going to come in and do just fine.
Kobe shot 9 of 17 tonight, which is pretty darn good. So he's doing what he has to do, man. I've been impressed with Kobe. He's still played well, even though the Bulls have been losing the last couple of games. I think he's still brought it. So
he was one of the guys I should have mentioned specifically whenever I was talking earlier about the Bulls' effort in terms of switches and trying to recover on guys. I thought Kobe did a really good job of not just fighting over screens, but when he would get caught up on screens, he did a good job of scrambling back around and finding the guy he was supposed to get to, and not getting lost on defense like he used to. His first couple years, he would get screened, and then he would kind of look like almost like a lost kid in a mall, kind of looking around for a second, like, where do I go from here? Whereas it seems like he's just playing. He's not thinking on that end as much anymore. And it's really been noticeable.
Yeah. No, that's good to see, man. And obviously the Celtics have been struggling a bit too. The Celtics are sitting at 10th right now in the Eastern Conference. They're 7.5 games behind the Bulls. The Bulls are going to drop this one. They're going to move to Just a game and a half ahead of the Heat and the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets just dropped one too when they sat Durant and Irving in the last game, and Harden was kind of their only big dog there. So they lost the game. The Heat are sitting in second, two games behind the Bulls right now, which is going to be a game and a half because the Bulls, again, are going to drop this one. I don't think the Heat are playing tonight. They are, and they're losing. So hopefully the Hawks will take care of the Heat tonight. And we can maintain that two-game lead over the Heat. But that Heat team, man, they're a bit surprising, wouldn't you say?
They are, and Bam's due back, I think, at the end of this week, maybe tomorrow. I know it's very, very soon. If it's not Bulls basketball, so, you know, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit with me. But the Heat, I think – so in the East, I've got the Nets and the Bucks, and it's here. And then I've got the Heat, the Bulls. And part of me wants to throw Philly in there also. I feel like those three are kind of like the next tier in the East. And I think the Bulls are – I think they're at the head of that table for me. But I do think there are those three teams. And to me, the Heat are – Spoelstra just continues to show his value. And DeMar DeRozan's buddy Kyle Lowry continues to prove you wrong on why he's so good.
He did. He's doing it better than I thought. I thought he was kind of washed. I thought he was a little bit over the hill and done. But no, he's having a good season. I can't take that away from him, man. So a good get for those guys. I was wrong, no doubt. Yeah, we do have a final now for the Bulls. It was the Warriors 138, the Bulls 96. Trey, do you have the box score pulled up? Don't look at it. I want to ask you over and under question.
Oh, no, I don't. Okay. I don't have it.
Marko Simanović, over under 5 points. What do you think?
Under.
He has 8 points. He scored 8 points. 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from beyond the arc. He hit a three-pointer. I think that's his first three-pointer as an NBA player. He got 6.5 minutes, so 8 points in 6.5 minutes. Not bad.
Good for him.
So anyways, the Bulls do get blown out. Obviously, like I said, you know, Bulls fans, go sleep on it. Don't get too freaked out about it. You know, I'm ticked off, but a little nightcap for me.
I hope I talked you off the edge a little.
Yeah, you know, I'll sleep on it. I'll be okay. You know, the Bulls are still sitting in first. I can't be too upset. We do have the Boston Celtics tomorrow, and it's going to be a better game. Before I do go, guys, I do want to quickly let you guys know and remind you to use the coupon code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. And also, I did forget to mention in the earlier part of this episode, we were expecting Ryan, I think it's Borja or Borja, on this show tonight. And unfortunately, he couldn't make it due to an emergency. So hope all is well with him. But hopefully, we'll have to reschedule with him and have him on sometime soon. So if you did hear me mention that, that is why he did not show up tonight. But no big deal. We trudge on, and you know, made probably for the best because he didn't get to see me in this upset state. So until next time, guys. I am your host, Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at @BSBPKeith. And Trey, where can the good people find you?
On Twitter @FinalFinal.
All right, and go follow the show, guys. @FNDoseBulls. And you know, let's play better. Let's get this next.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.